Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. Today's episode is a little bit different, so it has nothing to do with magic, but instead I want to talk about the science of mom brain, because we make jokes about it all the time, but there is actual science behind it, and I want to talk about it. So let's crack into it. Mom brain. First of all, what do I mean by mom brain? Mom brain is essentially when you start talking about something and then all of a sudden the little thought just goes right out of your head and it's gone. And I want to talk about why that is. So let's see. That is what mom brain is. I want to tell you about what mom brain feels like to me. So to me, it is when my brain is sitting up there on a shelf and I can see my brain, but I can't reach my brain and actually use it. And that is how I describe it, where I'm just like, I can see my brain. I can see it. Hi, brain. You look so good. I would love to use you, but I can't. So the science of mom brain, no more suspense. I promise I will actually get into it. So when you are pregnant, and for any male listeners or people born as men, I'm not sure how many actual like identifying men listeners I have. I have a feeling it's probably not many. But there, if you exist, then this is not the episode for you. This is going to be for the birth givers of my following, which I have a feeling is more of like what is my demographic. So there has been a study, and it was done in 2016, and I'm going to see if I can find it so that way I can link it below because I thought it was really interesting. There is a really great study where it found that, see, this is mom brain in action. Oh my God. Okay, so there are some changes to your brain that happen during pregnancy, and they say that it can last for up to 2 years after giving birth. My child just turned 4, so like, I don't think that part is real. However, I do want to also say when I was researching this, and I've done the work for this, it is because they haven't actually studied past 2 years postpartum, so it is possible that there is some permanent changes to the brain. It could be that it lasts longer than what this study actually shows. So anyway, that is something that I just want to put on your radar, where if you're like me and you are, you know, so you have a 4-year-old or you have a 5-year-old or something, and you're still doing this kind of thing where you suddenly space out and you stop talking for a second, it is because, it's because that this is still a thing that they just haven't studied past the 2 years postpartum. Basically, what happens is that your body changes the way your gray matter is used. So in this study, there were scans to look at your brain. In these scans, they saw that there is a gray matter loss. And this gray matter, this is things like where you process emotions. This is things where like your memory is. This is where you are going to get like your sensations, your perceptions, that thing. So if you have a situation where you are pregnant and then your brain is doing this thing where you are missing parts of your decision-making center and your sensory perception, and it has to do with your emotions and also your memory and all of these things, of course, you are going to be a bit different and your brain is going to think differently after you have given birth and while you are pregnant. So there is things like forgetfulness. Birth givers have an increased need for connection and also an increased ability to see the needs of others. All of these are super fantastic when you have a small child. All of this makes perfect sense. However, On the flip side, another thing that can happen is if your perception is being changed, then the way you perceive sensations and touch is going to be changed. This is why moms get overstimulated. This is why there's a birth giver burnout. This is why there is birth giver guilt. And then there's this thing where you feel disconnected from your partners and maybe a loss of sense of self. All of these things are because of this gray matter change that your brain goes through during pregnancy and postpartum time. There is also the other piece of all of this where your amygdala grows. And the amygdala is the emotions, right? So this is going to have to do with how you are going to be able to perceive your small human who cannot speak yet tell you what it needs. You can use your amygdala growth to just know what it needs. And then another hormonal shift takes place on top of all of this. Your oxytocin levels during pregnancy and postpartum go up. And of course, like postpartum, it seems obvious. Your oxytocin goes up because you are holding a baby all the time, and maybe you're breastfeeding, maybe you're not. And all of this releases oxytocin, oxytocin being your cuddle hormone. So because your brain goes through all of these changes, you are different after you give birth. And that is okay. Mom brain is okay. Please remember that. As a person who will literally film myself on stories, and if I have a mom brain moment, I just post it anyway, because I want mom brain to be normalized. It is not your fault. Your gray matter has changed. But one of the good things about all of this, in the study, it also found that our cognitive ability did not go anywhere. Whatever cognitive ability you had, it has stayed the same. Granted, if you are completely sleep deprived because you have a newborn, your cognitive ability might go down, but it's not because of your gray matter loss. So basically, one of the things that this study found is your brain is just more efficient now. Your brain is more efficient in how it handles its gray matter. It's rewired some stuff to make it more focused on the tiny creature that you have to keep alive. But also, you can still do complex math problems. You can still do science problems. You can do all of these things that you used to do because your cognitive ability has not gone anywhere. Your brain is plastic enough where it can lose some of its gray matter, take care of a tiny human, but you're still the same smart person that you used to be. And I want you to remember in all of this, because sometimes when I'm staring at my brain on the shelf, I feel so dumb and I don't feel like the smart person that I know I am. But then I sit down here and I start to record a podcast and I'm like, oh yeah, oxytocin, endorphins, like all of the neurology stuff that makes me geek out and the stuff that I love is all right here. It's all in my brain. It's all in there. I can still access it. I know I still have this ability, but sometimes it's like there's a cloud that goes over me and my brain is then taken away and put up on a shelf. So that is the science behind mom brain. And I hope this helped you. I hope this made you realize that you are still a normal human being and that you are still capable of all of the things that you used to do. You could still solve math equations just as well as a person who is able to give birth but has not done so. So we are able to still do amazing things. Just your brain chemistry changes in order to take care of a tiny human, as it should, right? As it should. Okay. That is the episode for this week. I have no idea what next week's topic will be. If you have any topic suggestions, you can email me at yoginiwitchlibby@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at The Spells We Tell Ourselves. You can head to my website, www.yoginiwitchlibby.com. I have merch available, and I'm super pumped about it. I talked about the moms group last week. So another plug for moms group, Spirit Led Moms in Business is open. It is a paid community group where we talk about kind of like topics like this, where your brain can learn to regulate your nervous system. And so that way you have an easier time handling your emotions while you teach a tiny human to regulate their own. Amazing. if you have any interest in the group or would like more information, go ahead and reach out to me on Instagram, or you can email me, whichever you prefer. And other than that, the intro music is Dream World by Star Fury. As always, check out their SoundCloud link below. Bye-bye.